Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Something's different.
Well, yeah, it's a different day. That's how it works. As the world turns, as the worm squirms, this is the universe calling. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Victoria's off this week having a procedure. She'll be fine and dandy. Hold a good thought for her. Not send her a little note if you follow her on her social media pages. Speaking of that, Jay and Jennifer here. I want to see if there's, I think there's a social media angle to this focus from the technology side of things as it applies to COVID. I don't know if you have heard this or not. If you have not, pay close attention. The Russians are using fake news sites to spread misinformation about American vaccines. Listen to this. There are four online publications, all of them linked to Russian intelligence agencies that are spreading false and misleading info, according to today's Wall Street Journal. The Department of State's Global Engagement Center has identified these four sites as the New Eastern Outlook, the Oriental Review, Newsfront, and the Rebel Inside. All of them carrying sources informational this week, talking about the side effects of the virus vaccine, especially Pfizer's. The concerns, obviously, that come out of this as to whether or not you ought to take them. These bastards, and this is, what's his face? All has him written all over it. The misinformation. I've now blocked him out of my mind.
Are you talking about Putin?
No, I'm talking about not Putin. I'm talking about the hacker who went over there to live.
Oh, Snowden.
Snowden, that's right. So anyway, these sites apparently are not that. Now, there's two ways of looking at this. Here we are talking about something that most people wouldn't know anything about because nobody really goes to these particular blogs or sites or whatever. But there are if you look at certain circumstances here, where because the international news media, they all feed off of each other. So there's a story in this one, and there's very little good journalism, as we know. There's very little original journalism. They all read each other's newspapers or watch each other's programs, and they report on the same stuff, maybe a little different twist. But anyway, the stories here are being picked up by a lot of big media, and they focus on the news reports that are rare. You know, we've all heard the story about the side effects of the vaccines, but they don't put it in context. And they don't show that the vaccines are safe for most people. And they are just trying to stir the pot, just another example of them or Putin. I don't know. It's not, you know, one of the things that I was criticized for last year was referring to the virus as the Chinese virus, which I still refer to it as the Chinese virus. But then those people who are sensitive or maybe overly sensitive say, oh, you're a racist. You call it just not China. Well, it was developed by the Chinese government, by Chinese scientists and a Chinese laboratory. So why wouldn't I call it the Chinese virus? Same thing here. The Russian propaganda coming from these intelligence service websites or their lackeys that are in these so-called news agencies, they're a direct connection to Putin and to the Kremlin and to the Russian government. So these are Russian news stories, and the Russians are to be held responsible. What the Russians are trying to do is promote their own Sputnik vaccine, which apparently is from hunger. Doesn't work. It makes people sick. But that's all. They don't care about that. They don't give a damn. You see, that's the difference between those countries and our countries. They don't care about their people. Do you know that there are reports that 2 million people have died because of the virus in China? Where do you see that? You don't see that. There's no Western, for whatever the reason, the Western news media is not covering that, either because they've got their hooks. what is being blocked, or, Jennifer, there are a lot of Chinese companies that advertise heavily. And look at Time Magazine. I cited this last week. Time Magazine spends, Chinese government spends $4 million a week in a four-page supplement that gets put into Time Magazine, telling the story of how wonderful things are in China. We're being had, and we're stupid enough to go for it across the board, whether it's buying their crap in Dollar General. I went to Best Buy. Why, man, did I have a weekend. I got to tell you about what happened. And my television set upstairs in my bedroom wouldn't work. It all just stopped. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and usually the problem is with the Fios line. So I call up Verizon on Friday about 6 o'clock. Do you know that at 8, when the blacklist came on, is when I finally hung up the phone.
You would have waited
over
all night.
2 hours.
They're not working. Yeah. They'll just leave you there.
Yeah. They don't even tell you that they're not there. It was just a series of one outrage on top of another, trying to get stuff fixed. Anyway, what I'm suggesting to you is that there is these Chinese, the stuff that they're making, the way they run their businesses, there's so much influence in America now. It's incredible. Ay, 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 ay. Okay. So, I don't know. What do we do with all that information, ladies? What would the approach be if we were to post something like that? And are you influenced by news media reports about whether the vaccines are safe or not? I guess that's a question, isn't it, Jay?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. And also make sure, check the sources. When you're reading, when you find something online and it's saying it's coming from a news publication, see what that news publication is. Because too many times people aren't reading full stories before sharing.
Yeah,
or
right.
Where their stories are coming from.
All right, let's see how the news media handles this. It's spring day break time, right? Colleges. So,
to be that time.
Apparently, the spring breakers are all heading to Florida this week. And so is that going to be another COVID surge? Mayor of Miami, Dan Gelber, says he thinks, quote, we're expecting a larger than typical spring break. Experts warning against people traveling to Florida. I was actually going to go to Key West this weekend. I'm not going to now. They're trying to get the vaccines out. It's interesting how things are going in Florida. Florida is kind of it's always been different. I've been going down there since 1964. My mother was sick. My father bought a little place on Singer Island. And so, you know, that became the connection that has lasted to today. I went down a couple of weeks ago. Remember I told you the story going to have lunch at Mar-a-Lago? A friend of mine's husband, he was a very good friend of mine, died, so I went down to see her for a couple of days. But then there's this focus on Florida and how Democrats thought that they were going to save, they were going to have some influence like they did in Arizona and Georgia, Jennifer. But apparently, it's just going the opposite. Apparently, Republicans are favored in Florida more so than they have been for a long time. They like Governor DeSantis.
Has done. I mean, just in Florida, I think there's a love and a high approval for DeSantis, despite the media reports that he was DepSantis because he didn't have all of those restrictions. Well, now they've come out, and when you compare them with California, the death rate in California is much higher, and the restrictions were still
ridiculous.
In place. So the idea is that if the restrictions work, you will see it reflected in the numbers. The restrictions were still in place in California far longer than they were in Florida, and the death rate is worse. So what good was locking people down? And so DeSantis looks pretty smart right now because the end of this stuff, he came out sort of on top after being the source of a lot of ridicule.
Yeah, well, I think you look at the political side of this and, you know, the influence that Trump still has in Florida, which is probably the place where he'll have the most. Remember, Michael Bloomberg spent $100 million there to help the Democrats try to get somewhere, and it didn't go very far.
It wasn't very close at all, no.
No, it wasn't. Not at all. So, interesting reality here. 16 after the hour, speaking reality, this is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
All right, 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Jennifer and Jay and Doug with some more women accusing Governor Cuomo of being a bad boy. How do we describe, though? What does it mean sexually? That whole business is so vague. Sexually harassing behavior. Remember when somebody said that about Joe Biden and he was just being himself and he wasn't being a lech? He was just...
Well, that's what Cuomo's saying. Cuomo says, I kiss everybody. I kiss men. I kiss women. And he actually went after the media this weekend saying, you've watched me for 14 years kiss men and women, and you didn't cover anything inappropriate there, and now you're coming after me for that same behavior. It's the tides that are turning. And what I think
is that fair? The tides may be turning, but
the thing that annoys me is that they are ignoring the fact that thousands of people died in nursing homes because of his failure to lead.
That's the real problem here, not the other stuff.
That's the problem that's getting overwhelmed. Now it's Democrats, not Republicans in New York, who are calling for him to resign and step aside because they'd love to get him out. He's too moderate for a lot of Democrats. And so two more women have come forward on Saturday to say that he was calling them just a skirt instead of a woman. There was a former press aide who said that he would hold on very long, too tight, too intimate when she described embraces with him. So now the total is 5 women coming forward. The calls for him to resign are getting louder because of this scandal. And the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, is still working on her investigation into multiple accusations of sexual misconduct against him. He, on Sunday, said that he will not resign until that investigation is complete. His quote was, I was elected by the people of the state. I'm not going to resign because of
accusations. Is there a recall going on?
There's no way I resign.
There's a recall going on, and Newsom is trying to cover his tracks with all of this nonsense that he's involved in.
It's amazing. The recall, I believe, hit 2 million signatures. They haven't confirmed it, but that's what they need to get it.
So what about how many people they need?
Things are open. They opened Disneyland. Yeah. They're opening sports stadiums. Yeah. It's amazing.
He's such a phony. My God, what a two-bit phony he is. I don't get the sense that Cuomo is a phony. I think that he's an egomaniac.
He bragged about his leadership while he was lying about all the people that were dead. So I definitely think he's a phony.
All right, well, there's Jennifer. 21 after the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's 23 at the hour now on the DJV program with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. They focus on trending things. I believe this Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, Oprah interview will continue to be a big deal all week long. You ladies agree with me on that? Things that came
Absolutely.
I think it's stirring the pot, and it'll continue to stir the pot big time. This was described by some as a bombshell interview. I think the biggest bomb was when we found out she got paid $7 million for it. She knows how to, what is it, turn a phrase, as it were. Nothing wrong with it. I mean, listen, it's capitalism. It was a lot of work for her to get into a car and drive a quarter of a mile down the street from her house to do the interview at this place that was, apparently this, where they did it, wasn't Oprah's house, and it wasn't the prince's house. It was a house of a neighbor.
It was a mutual friend's house, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, that's if you've never been to that area,
it's beautiful.
Magnificent.
Gorgeous.
My God. What a magnificent
area. Come with some
area.
Cash in your pocket, though, because it isn't cheap.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. Wasn't the last one, the most recent big-timer was, Ellen to buy a place up there. I think it was $13 million, and she's somewhere in between. All of she's in the same neighborhood.
Maybe that was her house. Maybe it's the mutual friend.
I was thinking that's exactly what I was thinking. That it was Ellen's house. No, seriously, that's what I thought. So let's see. A couple of things here. One of the conversations in our most recent DGV download, focusing on vaccines. I wonder how we asked this question, Jennifer. You're a Catholic. Catholics have been advised not to take the J&J vaccine because of where it may have emanated. Would you take
this
that advice?
So
or other Catholics
no.
take?
You no, because it's so stupid. Every vaccine is, and I talked to a doctor about this, because I said, why is the Catholic Church coming out against, what's the deal with the, they say it's the abortion cells or something, but every vaccine, including Pfizer, Moderna, any other vaccine you take for any other ailment, they are all tested on human cells. And apparently, remember we talked about this, it comes from like a laboratory where aborted cells from the 70s or something like that are grown and reused.
Ship. There's a huge hospital ship. As a matter of fact, it looks like the old SS America, the USS America, whatever, an old ship that's in, that's out, that travels 200 miles off the coast of any and all countries, and they're doing research. There are things growing on that ship, beings that are made in a laboratory. There's all kinds of stem cell stuff going on there, but you can't do it in many supposedly civilized countries. The Chinese are all about doing this kind of research. They're all over the place. They chop off the heads of people and put different heads on them and all kinds. You know, that's because they don't give a damn. But that's the kind of stuff that's going on. So, but I mean, to have the Catholic Church, it just shows you kind of, I guess, I don't want to, shall I use their term,
backward? I'm not sure why they're picking winners and losers in this if all the vaccines are tested in the same way. That's weird.
Well, anyway, that's one of the things that's a focus of our latest DJV download. You can get it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so, meanwhile, beside the Meghan and Harry thing and this business with the Catholics, what else is cooking there, Jay?
Amanda Gorman, the Herald poet, she was tailed by security for looking, quote-unquote, suspicious while she was walking home. And she released her statement about it and also commented that, you know, this is just the reality of black girls. One minute you're a hero, and the next minute you're a suspect.
So where was this? What city?
In L.A.?
I think it was L.A. I'm not positive, but she was walking home, and she even got to her house, and she was about to go in the door when the security guard was like, excuse you, do you live here? And asking all these questions, and she held out her keys. She's like, yes, I live here, and she opened the door, and then he was like, oh, okay. And she was like, there wasn't even an apology. It wasn't even like, oh, never mind, sorry.
Yeah. Do you think that some of these are overreported, or do you think that we need to be focused on these sorts of incidents? Because it sounds like the guy down in Florida, what's his name, George... whatever it is that killed the kid that was just walking across the facility.
You're talking about Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, Trayvon Martin, killed by George. What was his last name?
Zimmerman,
that's right, too. Thank you. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do you expect your Warren Miranda to be perfect angel all the time? Do you think your Manx will never have a day's lapse in behavior? They're not built to obey like machines, nor should you want them to. If you do, you may be expecting something of your pet that he can't deliver. No matter how demanding an animal's training has been and how completely in control you think he is, a normal pet will not respond perfectly more than 80% of the time. Your pet doesn't deserve 20 to life for chewing, mouthing, stealing, or even digging holes. Now, none of these offenses should be applauded, of course, but it just isn't that serious. Part of being a good pet therapist, as well as a conscientious pet guardian, is to learn to distinguish the real danger signs from those passing trends that you can easily handle. With the proper preventative medicine, love, and attention, the solutions to these problems are easy. You should be able to take care of them without any problems whatsoever. Just remember that when our dogs make mistakes, it's no different than our kids or ourselves. No one's perfect. Sometimes you just have to overlook those little errors. I'll see you next time.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives will take up the Senate version of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that it has passed the Senate, it must be approved again by the House before it can make its way to Biden's desk and sign into law. Mexican migration officials on Sunday reportedly shut down a border camp for Central American migrants, sending most of the 800 residents to the United States, regardless of COVID-19 infection status. As of Saturday, 185 of the 1,500 migrants tested positive for the coronavirus at the Brownsville Central Bus Station in Texas. President Joe Biden was sued by 12 states over a climate change-related executive order, saying it has the potential to severely affect states' economies. State attorney generals from Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Center for Disease Control announced new guidelines for people that have been vaccinated. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC has released its guidelines for nearly 31 million Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. One of those recommendations would allow those who are fully vaccinated to meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk of severe illness without masks or social distancing. Dr. Richard Besser says that could help encourage more people to get the shot. The former acting director of the CDC tells ABC News it would be a welcome step towards normalcy.
It's an individual who's at low risk of having serious illness. The CDC is saying you can be together. And so that opens the door for grandparents to meet with their children and their grandchildren and have that kind of contact. And I know for a lot of people, just that movement towards some semblance of normalcy will be a great emotional release. And I hope for some people who've been on the fence about getting vaccinated, it will encourage more people to do so.
Since vaccine distribution began in the United States on December 14th. More than 72 million doses have been administered. That's reaching 14.6% of the total U.S. population. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.6 million shots a day. 14 games scheduled Tuesday in Major League Baseball. The spring training games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Two late games, Nationals and Astros at 6:05 p.m. and Dodgers and Reds at 8:05 p.m. Tickets are available for the games being played in Florida and Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I feel like I'm at Mickey Mouse Clubhouse right now. Goofy always has a kazoo.
Perfect. Why not?
Wait till he comes back and plays the comb with a piece of tissue paper over it.
How do I have it?
Comb Monica.
What all instruments do you have there, Doug?
Oh, I have lots.
We've heard
of
a kazoo. Yeah. We've heard of maracas.
What else have we got here? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. This is big time radio. At its finest. We got lots of that stuff around. What else do I have? Oh, wait a minute. Here's. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute.
Aren't you sorry you asked him?
I'm so happy I asked. This is gold. Is that a recorder? Or no, that's a train whistle.
It's a train whistle. All right. Anyway, enough of that. Okay, let's get back to it. To the struggles of the universe here. We're shifting our gears. Maybe we need to shift them a little faster. Gusting winds blowing into the studio with news about getting youngsters back into school, the COVID thing, and whether public health measures are enough to make it safe for children to go back to school. Joe Biden says, yep, we got to get everybody into school by the end of my first 100 days. Where are we on that anyway? We must be at day, what, 60-something or other? How long has it been?
40, January? Well, it was 40s. We're in the 40s. We're
in the 40s.
50. Yeah.
Okay. So, the reality of this school reopening thing is one of the big stories of, there are a couple of ancillaries, obviously because of COVID, there is, you know, the whole problem has been exacerbated, but then the students are getting screwed over by their teachers and the administrators who don't want to go back to school because they've had it great for the past year, right? This week is the one-year anniversary, isn't it, of the start of this thing?
Yeah, this is when everything shut down.
Yeah.
And so, I think it's hard to say that it's all the teachers' fault, because I think there are plenty of teachers who are feeling pressured by their respective unions to go back to work. So
I agree with you 100%, yeah.
I think there are teachers who would like to go back to work, and a lot of the unions are just shutting it down because they're acting politically.
Right. So what does Joe Biden do? What do you do as a parent? If you're annoyed, do you go to the school committee meetings? I know here in Framingham, where I am, last week the school committee was inundated with parents who want their children back in school. And so, at the end of the meeting, they voted, everybody back to school starting today, 5 days a week. That's it. All the rest. The only problem is that during the COVID thing, the school bus drivers all went and found other jobs. So now they got 20 school buses that have no drivers. So
I think a lot of parents are looking into private school. I think a lot of parents are looking into homeschool. And I would guess, and again, it's terrible. It's terrible business to make predictions because they always end up being wrong. But a prediction on all of this is that this is going to push forward the argument of school choice a lot more than it was before. Allowing parents, instead of giving the schools credit for kids that go, giving the parents the money so that they can decide what school's best, whether that's public, private, a charter school, you know, somewhere in between, because I do think there's going to be a push in that direction after being disappointed. People in L.A. have been out of school. Kids have been out of school for 1 year. And our governor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our governor, who is facing a recall, is now saying, well, we're going to do something. We're taking action.
Right.
So get what he did. And this is what's crazy, is that they do something to create a headline. But if you actually read down into it, you realize what's there. So he signed the school reopening bill. $6.6 billion in taxpayer money in the state of California to get schools reopened. And essentially, it's just paying off a ransom demand. Every school that reopens will get money to incentivize their reopening.
Well, what are they? They had a budget this past year and they didn't use it because the schools weren't open. So why are they taking it out of that?
That's outrage number one. Outrage number two, if you read down into the bill, is that schools only have to be open for 1 minute to get the money. So you can come in and you can say, well, we're going to have in-person education for 1 hour, for 5 minutes, whatever it is, and you're still going to get the payout from the government. How about that? How stupid.
Wow. All right. Well, let's see what happens in the school department. I thought it was interesting. LeBron James has been talking this weekend. He was asked if he would get a shot. And he said, well, when it rather than firmly coming out and saying yes, he didn't say yes and he didn't say no. It's kind of startling.
He was asked if he was going to encourage other players in the NBA to get one as well, and he was like, that's up to each individual.
So what's going on with him? What's his deal? Why?
He doesn't have to get one. He's a young guy.
No, I didn't say he did, but why is he so vocal, and why is he the focal point of this when there must be others? Is it because he's the best known? Players Association has been said, you know, been told, why don't you, the guy who runs the NBA, Adam Silver, says everybody ought to get a shot. Okay. Well, they're close on to everybody, certainly, right? They're playing close. Very, you know, close quarter. But they had
they had a bubble, right.
Yeah, I thought they did pretty well.
The NBA did great. They were the ones that actually had the most success, I think.
You know, I'm flashing into groups and people getting together. I noticed that last night was the, not the Golden Globes, but the some other...
Critics' Choice
Award. Yeah. Anybody watch that?
No.
Nope.
No. Okay. So next week it's the music. What do they call the music awards?
The Grammys.
The Grammys. I watched a promo for that last night on CBS, and there were two people of all the people who were going to perform that even knew who they were. And as a host,
becoming irrelevant as an old person, and you're not alone.
Am I, or is the music irrelevant?
I don't know him either. I don't know. I think
that Trevor Noah, he's an annoying little snot. Why the hell have they got him as the guy who's the host of the program? Where do they? Who? I mean, there's no universality.
Probably because it's on his network, and they want to give him a boost.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. I don't get it. I didn't.
And you told him you were going to be in Florida, so you know.
Yeah.
On you.
Right. Yeah. They didn't ask me. Okay. Anyway, the number of people who responded to a conversation that we had. This is part of also our DJV podcast or download that you can get at djvshow.com. Our overview of the steps that you can stop doing when it comes to COVID and the things that you need to keep doing. Do you remember, didn't I do this with you on, was it Friday or someday last week? Did I do this with you or did I do it on a medical show? I have these, you know, the good day of, now it's called DGV Health Show, that you can get that podcast or when in most of those shows air on the same station that carry this program over the weekend. And I think I went through the list, disinfecting precautions that you don't really have to do anymore, like letting the grocery sit for a couple of days. That was an advice. You were advised to do that. You don't have to do that anymore. Disinfecting your clothes and the floors and stuff. You don't have to do that. What you do, this should be the focus. You should keep disinfecting surfaces that you touch a lot or that other people touch a lot. You should wash your hands with the hot, hot, hot water and soap. Never mind about the sprays and all that other crap. Soap and hot water. That's it. If somebody in your house is sick, then you make sure that their laundry is being done. I thought it was kind of interesting. Now, this I'll go to you, Jay, because you're a Browns fan. Ryan Switzer, what do you know about him? He's a wide receiver for the Browns. Do you know anything about him being a Browns fan?
No, what's he up to? What's he doing?
His child is 9 months old, and his child has COVID. Tested positive. So it's the first time I've seen anything like this, this kid's gotten blood transfusions. Surgeons are, there's an issue with his lungs now. And so I'm looking at some of these tweets that have appeared.
We had something kind of weird happen to us over the weekend. My cousin, who just had a new baby, she had a baby in November, and she's got a two-year-old at home, and her two-year-old came home from school with a weird stomach.
Yeah.
And the stomach was gurgling, and then 12 hours later, she was fine. She had a little temperature. It was gone. A couple days later, my cousin came down. She got diagnosed with COVID on Saturday, and so did her husband. So they are having it, and they are thinking that maybe she brought it home from school, but it's so rare that kids do that.
Right.
Because you don't often hear it, so
no.
I don't know.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really is. Especially, I mean, I've not heard of any
nine-month-old
having
problem. So, and he's sick, right? The baby's sick?
Yeah, in the hospital, intensive care. They're trying to do all kinds of stuff. The surgery was set to be performed to try to, he needed a blood transfusion.
Yeah, a GI specialist found several sites of bleeding and took samples that were sent off to be biopsied.
Right.
So sad.
Yeah, all right, well, it's affecting everybody. You can thank the Chinese Communist government for it, all of it. 44 past the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Six half the hour on the DJV program. I noticed there's a four-part documentary being narrated by Mike Pence that's going to air on Fox. Did you see that? Their streaming service, apparently.
But he's doing his first speech this week in South Carolina as former vice president.
Mm-hmm. What's he getting paid, you know?
I don't know what he's getting paid, and I think it might be just a political speech. Let's see what
not
he's there
paid.
For.
Yeah. Somebody suggested that Trump is going to be able to command $400,000 for a speech, and he's lining them up. Yeah,
he must be getting something. He's speaking to a conservative Christian nonprofit, and they play whoever this group is plays a significant role in presidential nominating process. So he's also, and now this one he will get paid for. He's keynoting a dinner with the Palmetto Family Council. So I don't know what he's charging, but I'd imagine it's probably a pretty penny to get Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think so. From the airline department, Delta has said that they will have all of their pilots and all of their, most of the support staff, but all the pilots are back in the seat by the end of this month, or certainly by the end of, or sometime in April. So Delta feeling that the tides are turning. I noticed there are a lot more schedules. I was checking out some flights this weekend to go to a couple of different places, and there are more flights, and the seats are getting filled. So people are, especially with the shots, feeling like they can go. And I'm having that conversation with my family in California. It's too late for me to go there for the bad weather. We're supposed to have 50, 60 degrees here in the Northeast by the time the week is over. It may be warmer here, Jennifer, than it is where you are.
Yeah,
in California,
it's supposed to be 48 this week as a high in Los Angeles, so you'll be beating us.
Yeah. Chris Harrison has said he is not leaving The Bachelor after all. It was a couple of weeks ago that he said he's been 20 years as the host of this thing. You couldn't prove it by me because I don't watch it, but you ladies probably watch this thing, The Bachelor, Bachelorette, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He says, I'm an imperfect man. I made a mistake. What did he do? I don't even know. What did he do that made him?
He tried to defend a Bachelor contestant, part of the Bachelor Nation, and over some pictures or something that had come forward. People said, why did you even choose to do that? You should have just left it alone. But he did it. I don't know if this makes him a blatant racist. I think it's time to move on. I never thought he was going to leave. I think we talked about here. I know Victoria agreed with me that he was going to take a little bit of time off and then come back around again. So we'll see how he's welcomed, but I can't imagine it's going to be a huge problem for him.
All right. So last week, I think there was something that came out about Les Moonves. Remember him? He was the guy that ran CBS. Apparently, CBS didn't want to admit to it, but they have paid Bobby Phillips, millions and millions and millions of dollars after she claimed sexual harassment. Apparently, they must have proven it because otherwise they wouldn't have given her the series in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. CBS hired a couple of...
That's why he left. Remember, that's why he left CBS.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All the accusations.
They hired two law firms to investigate the sexual misconduct, and now they paid out the dough. Tens of millions of dollars. Wow. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are. Money Pit time, 53 past the hour. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program joins us every week for a Q&A session. Phil, one of our listeners, is trying to decide what to use on the basement floor.
Yep.
That is hardwood. Does he put laminate down there? What is he? I guess it depends on how dry your cellar is, doesn't it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, he wants to use hardwood, but you absolutely positively cannot use solid hardwood planks in a basement, because even if you have a dry basement, everybody's got a damp basement, and that hardwood will swell and twist and buckle, and you will be one very sad home improver to see that happen, because there ain't no going back.
Uh-huh.
So what I would suggest, if you really, really, really want the look of wood floor, is to use engineered hardwood, Doug, which is made up of different layers of hardwood. It's glued together kind of like plywood is. In other words, you have layers that are glued at 90-degree angles to each other, and it becomes dimensionally stable that way. And that type of hardwood you can put in the basement. But, frankly, there's no real reason to use real wood in the basement anymore, because these products like EVP, the engineered vinyl plank, man, does that stuff look good. It looks just like hardwood.
Is it? Yeah.
It really
does.
Well,
there's a lot of sophisticated things now that can be that are being constructed and being made, developed, that sort of thing, that change, you know, that stuff you use on the deck outside instead of using
composite.
You got that composite stuff doesn't rot, right? It takes paint, so that's good.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
forget about the sweepstakes that Tommy has on the Money Pit. You partnered with Bob Vila. I would have people say, "Well, isn't he a competitor? Isn't Bob Vila?"
He's one of the original home improvement media personalities.
Yes,
he's probably the original, you know.
Yeah, he is.
But he's got
a
great site, and we partnered with them to launch the Money Pit Makeover Sweepstakes. And you enter at bobvila.com, and you can win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and learn about Bob and learn about us and hopefully subscribe to the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Nothing wrong with that. The latest episode of the podcast is a focus on plumbing in your house that goes boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. You know, we get a lot of calls about that, questions about noisy plumbing and how it happens and why it happens. And, you know, we get into that on the podcast.
Also, fixing loose wallpaper. That's it. Don't put scotch tape on it, folks. You want to give that away, Tommy, or not?
Yeah, you know, the secret to that is really in the adhesive you use, and most people will put adhesive behind it, even if they have seam adhesive, but then they will proceed to squeeze, press so hard they squeeze the adhesive out of it.
Right.
There's sort of a technique to this where you don't want to take it all out, otherwise it stops working. And then there's a little tool that's like a roller, like a rubber roller, where you can roll over the seam.
Say that fast 100 times. A rubber roller.
Yes, it's a wallpaper roller.
A wallpaper roller.
Don't you have one of those? Don't you have every tool in the world on the farm, man?
I do. I have all of those sorts of things. I don't know. That doesn't mean I say them a half a dozen times quickly, though. Subscribe to the Money Pit podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. And also, there is the Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter. You get the same thing, moneypit.com/podcast. His newsletter, right? Isn't it? Isn't that what they?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And we talk about portable power options. You know, we're having more frequent blackouts.
Yeah.
Lay out your options getting repowered.
Get a gerbil and put them in a cage. That'll fix everything all up nicely. Liz, who listens to us in Florida, dealing with a leaky refrigerator. Oh, I took the old refrigerator out of my house because it was leaking all over the place. So what's the story?
Yeah, she's worried about the floor and the kitchen tile and what could be going on underneath that. So I would say worry
I'd
not.
I'd say that was a good concern, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but the thing is, worry not, Liz. If you've dealt with the leak, see, folks think that sometimes when wood gets wet once, it's ruined. It's not. If that wood has gotten wet and now it's dried out and it's not obviously, you know, sagging or sinking like it's rotted, and that would take a long, long time, by the way, Liz. You're probably just fine.
Now, you can, if you watched my friend Jonathan Tucker's new show, Debris, on NBC Monday nights at 10. Did you see that last week, Tommy?
No, I haven't seen it.
Check it out. One of the things is this magical whatever it is that the debris has in it, and it was powerful enough to break down the floor 14 feet up. So a lady who was working on the 14th floor crashed all the way down to the bottom floor.
Wow.
I don't think it had anything to do with the structure of the hotel. Huh. At any rate, Frank, listening to us in California, wants to replace windows this spring. So does he get the, there are a lot of local companies always advertising. The window companies advertise like crazy on the LED radio
stations. He's worried about getting them out of a stucco, so he's afraid of breaking all the stucco out. But you don't have to. If you use a replacement window, they can be made to fit inside the old window jams or window frame and avoid all of that mess, Doug.
Check out the podcast and the newsletter and all the info, the shows themselves at moneypit.com. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.